in pre-GTA. Mike did it with Johnny. Yeah, it's it is amazing. Do you know if I spoke to you on here before, or was it on HS? Back to you.
KC2NVM,
listening for any calls. KC2NVM, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning, Jeff?
Not cold. Other than that, not too bad. I hear you're now maybe on Echolink yourself.
I do have an Echolink account. That is true. I've logged in a few times and just kind of going through the menus and seeing what's there. Have not used it. So today I am not on Echolink. How did Zoe do last night?
Zoe won her match against Orchard Park. She ended up getting bumped up to 114 pounds, and she won her weight class, but they lost the meet overall. But they did have a lot of forfeits on both sides, to where nobody had a 94-pounder, so, like, nobody gets any points for that, but then they put up a 100-pounder. We don't have a 100-pounder, so then they get, like, 5 points for that. But overall, the team did really well. There was a couple girls that lost their matches that were kind of, you could have done better. You've done better in the past, but there's one girl in particular that's kind of, she's getting towards the end of the season, and she's kind of not putting in the work, I guess. But other than that, she had a really good night.
Oh, that's good to hear. It's always nice to see our kids do well in sporting events.
And the weather was not cooperative. It took forever to get to Orchard Park High School and then to get home. And I actually had to, like, stop, run to the restroom, and my daughter made it back to Clarence High School, and she's like, "Where are you?" I'm like, "I had to stop in the bathroom." And she's like, "Oh, okay." But she waited in the coach's truck, but we weren't the last ones for pickup.
Yeah, I saw the weather earlier, and it was just blowing and cold, and then I saw the snow around 4 o'clock, and I decided not to go shoot last night. I figured it's not like I'm going to win anything there, so I decided that I'd be better off staying at home where I'm safe.
Yeah, even Randy, usually takes him and Roger a half hour to get from North Tonawanda to Blaisdell. It took them an hour and a half. And they went, they shot, and then I guess they went out for pizza afterwards. But I was going to meet them at pizza, but we didn't get out of there till like 8 o'clock. And then by the time I got back to the high school, it was like 9:15. So there wouldn't have been any way I could have made it for pizza.
Yeah, that would have been really, really tough, especially with the road conditions last night. I'm hearing on the regular FM radio band that most of the major roads seem to be down to pavement.
Yeah, right now I'm on Broadway. Broadway's down to pavement. You can tell there's a nice layer of salt on it. But last night in Orchard Park, there was a lot of snow still on the roads. I don't know if their clouds didn't get out or if it was just kind of snowing and blowing over there.
I imagine you had a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B on that. There was definitely a lot of blowing and some snow that they just might not have been able to keep up a little bit last night.
And even with our wrestling team, there were two sets of parents that didn't make the duel, and which is surprising because it's like the first time they haven't been there. The one girl, her match was 10 seconds. She pinned the girl in no less than 10 seconds. So we videotaped it and we sent it to mom, whose name is Jody, and we're like, "Yeah, you would have driven an hour and a half to watch a 10-second." It was exciting, because it was like a headlock, and then she twisted, and then next thing you know, the girl's on her back, and she hit the pin. And I look up at the clock, and only 10 seconds had expired. And so she was like at least happy she won, but then like glad I didn't go out there for 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, 10 seconds, that's quite a quick match. Wow. That's impressive.
And that was in the 285-pound weight class. It was. The girl was really good, too.
Yeah, I tried wrestling 1 year in high school, and, boy, it is a lot of work. All three of my brother-in-laws, when they were in high school, wrestled. And the oldest one, Kevin, he was really pretty good at it. I didn't know him at the time, but I guess he was really good.
Yeah, I wrestled in high school for Webster, outside of Rochester. And I don't know, my daughter knew that I wrestled, but she had wrestling, I think, in gym class. And she took a liking to it and wanted to try out for the team when she was in seventh grade. And she got on the team and been doing pretty good ever since. Her win-loss ratio is about even, but for her age and stuff, the coaches are like, she's super strong and she weighs 107 pounds. So as long as she keeps up her strength and keeps up with technique, she'll be pretty unstoppable.
That's awesome. It's nice to see the kids, especially when they like something, how they really dive into it.
And we did off-season work, so over the summer, we found a program for her, and we go out 3 days a week to NCCC, and then we're going to be looking for more stuff at the end of the season and clinics and different things and travel to different things. We've gone to Rochester a couple times for like Greco-Roman throwing. And so she takes right to a sponge to it, and they're fun.
Yeah, doing the stuff outside of season, going to camps or, other clinics and stuff, they can really benefit whatever sport you're into. I wish I'd done that more with my kids when they were into sports.
It gives you a different coach's perspective, different techniques. I did a clinic when I was in high school at Spencerport. And Spencerport, their wrestling program was what other high schools did, dedicated to their football teams. They were unstoppable for us. I don't think Webster ever beat Spencerport. In fact, I don't think really anyone ever beat Spencerport. But it was held at Roberts Wesleyan College over the summer, and for a week long, just going over techniques and how to get out of stuff, a lot of defensive work, and it really, really helped. And there was a tournament at the end, and they had an Olympic wrestler give some clinics while we were there, and it was just, wow. I saw the benefit of that, so anytime Zoe can go to something, we're signing her up.
Yeah, exactly, because you get a coach who, even if it shows you one thing different and that you can latch on to, I think it's worth it. So that's really cool. What grade is Zoe in now?
She's in eighth grade, so she's going to be a freshman next year. So she'll still have four more years of high school wrestling. So she's in really good shape. She's already lettered in wrestling last year and flag football last year, and then she'll let her again, and she'll probably do football again So she's a dual sport kind of girl.
This is KE2GDQ. Is anyone else out there? Ross? Travis?
Good morning, guys. KE2GDQ.
I'm just listening along here.
Eric, I'm pushing the mic this morning. The button's a little frozen.
I got the heater blast, so let me turn that down here. But yeah, I'm just listening along to the good conversation this morning. I tend to be one of the first ones in there and taking up a lot of the airtime. So I didn't mind taking a backseat today and listening in. I really didn't have a whole lot to contribute. This is K2PCB, but I will say good morning.
I say good morning as well. I have a hard time pushing the talk button. It's a little frozen for me. K2PET.
Good morning, folks. Nice to have you all there.
Good morning, K2PCB. Good morning, KC2PET. Glad you're both on the road and headed towards work. Someone's got to keep contributing to Social Security for me.
I think Ross, with his OT this past few weeks, has really been putting in the effort.
Yeah, well, I'm not too happy about it, though.
Is it not good overtime?
I would prefer not to do overtime, but the only way you could get out of a hole is to work it.
So it's the bad kind of overtime. Not the good stuff to where, oh, we're doing great, we're doing good product, and they bought more. It's, oh, we had an issue and we're working it. So it's the expensive kind of overtime.
Oh, yeah, there's issues. Too many of them to actually even talk about for the whole trip here. Travis knows.
Is it personnel or equipment or product?
Pretty much all three of them. You think about it. Yeah, all three of them.
I was joking to myself, going, the answer is yes, and sure enough, it was.
I think my biggest problem is actually North Carolina. They're not really planning to their orders that they should give us some time to build, and they don't give us the time, and it's expedited, and then they blame it on us. I'm like, oh, that's great. Between that and we have that nice new Datacom. That thing's probably going to sit for a good another couple months before it even gets looked at. So that's another waste.
Yeah, they put a new machine in over by in Flexbeam for etching and like a laser etcher. And they have really no plans of installing it. Kind of odd.
Well, this is installed. It's got the electric and everything hooked up to it. It's just not programmed. It needs to be programmed, and it's, it takes a lot to program it, and that's the type of time we don't have to do that kind of stuff. So it's just going to sit. It's a $600,000 paperweight. All right, enough of me about griping about work. How you doing, Brad? Okay, Brad's a little mic shy. How about good morning, Travis? I'll say hi to you.
I can hear you, Ross, but I couldn't make out what you said.
Saying good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, KC2PET. How's the drive?
The drive's perfect. It's down the blacktop. I have no driving issues this morning. And I didn't the other day either. But I just don't like the cold. You know me. I'm ready for it to be up into the 20s and 30s. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, I hear you about the cold. I generally don't mind the cold, but this cold spell has been long enough. It can move on. I wouldn't mind a day above 25 or 30. You know, during the daytime temperature. I'm okay with it getting colder at night, but I'm ready for some warmer air quotes around that, daytime temperatures.
I'll leave it quick for Jeff or Travis. They probably went in already. You guys still there? Oh, it must be too late for them. They must have both went in. So, Brad, did you try to dial into my node yesterday at all? Did it go anywhere?
I did try dialing in, and I think I'm still missing something. So do I press to talk, then *3, then do I release, and then enter the number?
No, that's your problem. You need to push the talk button the whole time you're dialing in numbers, or else my node's not going to, your ring's not going to transmit the tones, and my node's not going to hear them.
Okay, that's what I thought, and that's what I did do. I pressed to talk, pressed *3, then I pressed the number of the node that I wanted to get to, and then I released, and I didn't hear anything come back from the node.
Okay, well, since we could try it now, since Travis is still connected, but I don't think he cares if we disconnect. So here, try this. So hit your push to talk button, and hit *10. That should disconnect my node from Travis. See if that works for you.
Okay, we'll give it a try.
That didn't seem to like that. That should have disconnected you, or disconnected Travis from us.
That's interesting. Things that make you go,
Yeah, actually it did work because I used it last night, so I'll have to take a little, sounds like your radio's putting out the right tones. I'll have to look into that. I don't think there's anything I can really do. Like I said, I use East Coast Reflector. I dialed into it last night with my handheld. I don't know what else it could be.
I just think it's something with this mic. I've had issues with the volume. I have issues with when you program a new frequency in and then you go to scan it, it automatically skips it until you download it and fix it. So there could be something that's just screwed up with this particular microphone and radio.
That's pretty unfortunate. It should work. I mean, yeah, it should. See, that's the thing with all these Japanese radio companies, especially if they didn't do their homework. Everything needs to be, like, set levels. Like, you know how they're, and it's not just your radio, it's a lot of radios. I know Bullfang's one of them. What I have problems with. Yeah, I have one of my Redivis's that has a problem with it, and everything else is fine. So the problem is it's a audio level thing. It needs so much modulation to decode the tones and stuff, and if it's putting out too much, it'll distort, obviously, you know that, and obviously it needs a certain decibel level for it to read it, and if it's not meeting that criteria, it's probably not going to decode it. That's the only thing I can think of. And it's, like I said, it's probably just, it's one of those two things. I could see that level when I get home. So one of these weekends or nights when you're not busy, I can look at the UV meter and see what it's doing, see if it's too much audio or not enough.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, again, like you said, I think you mentioned a Redivis radio. Well, obviously this is a Redivis radio. So that could be it, that there's not the right modulation on this microphone when I press the button, or the tones aren't clear, which makes sense because each button should have a specific tone, just like when they went to touchtone phones way back in the 70s. So yeah, that tone has got to be clear and concise in order for it to recognize it.
Yeah, when I get home today, I'll take one of my handhelds and give it a quick try, and if it works, that's got to be your radio.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if it was my radio. I had thought about hooking up one of the Bofangs and see if I could get it to switch, which I think it would, and then switch back to this radio and go, that's too much work.
Well, that's one thing you could try, see if you can eliminate which radio it's doing it. Yeah, you could try that. It's all part of being ham radio. You could tinker with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I could do that. I do have a patch cord that has the SMA connector on it to the, the PL239 connector or SO239. I have a patch cord that I could do that. Maybe I will try that later today. And we'll see if that works, if it gets me into the station.
All right, Brad, I was running late today. I'm just pulling in now. Normally I've been here for a good 10 minutes talking to you. But a little late. While I was sleeping so good, I didn't want to get up. And, of course, that kind of delayed me for a good 10 minutes. So, yeah, just pulling in, and then I'm going to sign with you. And tomorrow's my Thursday, so I will talk to you on Friday. KD2GDQ, this is KC2PT. 73's Brad, stay warm, have a good day.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ. You stay warm yourself, 73's, have a great day, and I'm clear of this channel.